With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A pollster has some advice for Republicans deciding whether to extend the health care tax credit set to expire later this year. Bob Agnew with that report.
Pollster John McLaughlin says as a campaign aide, he helped President Trump recraft the Republican Party into what he calls a working class coalition.
Basically, the caddies are running the country club, but the caddies need health care.
Hence the tax credits for workers forced to buy their own insurance plans in the open market. His polling shows those credits are supported by the vast majority of Republican voters.
So if you really want to take a hit in the next election, don't extend the tax credits.
McLaughlin tells the Salem Radio Network Republicans must make sure those cuts don't expire as scheduled in the fall. Bob Agnew reporting.
North Carolina has declared a state of emergency after Tropical Storm Chantal caused severe flooding and at least six deaths. Governor Josh Stein announced that declaration, citing overwhelming local response efforts. In Boise, Idaho, a judge has lifted a sweeping gag order in Brian Koberger's quadruple murder case. Koberger had pleaded guilty to murdering four Idaho University students. Koberger will be sentenced this week. Encouraging economic news as retail sales notched up last month.
The Commerce Department reports retail sales rose a better than expected 0.6% in June, almost recovering the 0.9% dip from May. Increases were seen across categories, including clothing and retail, health and personal care, restaurants, online retailers, and automobile and automotive parts dealers. The weak points were electronics, appliance retailers, and department stores, which posted declines. The overall assessment is that U.S. consumers remain confident in the economy. George Williams, Washington.
A higher close on Wall Street looks to be looming. The Dow is up 253 points. This is SRN News. The World Health Organization releases its abortion numbers.
73 million. That's how many abortions the WHO says took place all around the globe in 2024. 73 million is more than the population of the United Kingdom. It's more than the population of France and twice the population of Poland. The WHO also reports that 60% of unintended pregnancies result in abortion. Of course, the WHO itself is one of the biggest promoters of abortion on the planet, pressuring pro-life countries to change their laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal agency responsible for enforcing laws against workplace discrimination will allow some complaints filed by transgender workers to move forward, shifting course from earlier guidance that indefinitely stalled such cases. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says if new transgender worker complaints involve hiring, discharge, or promotion, then they will be investigated. This is SRN News. Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates up this week. Alex Vega reports.
Mortgage rates in the U.S. rose again this week, adding pressure to the struggling housing market. Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage increased to 6.75%. That's the second straight weekly increase. Rates on 15-year fixed mortgages, popular with homeowners seeking to refinance, also climbed. Elevated mortgage rates and rising home prices have kept many buyers out of the market. Sales of existing U.S. homes remain sluggish, continuing a trend that began in 2022. I'm Alex Vega.
A mother and her 9-year-old son, who got lost in a remote California forest, were rescued. That's after searchers found notes the pair had left behind. The two were on their way to a Boy Scouts camp when they lost their GPS signal on a secluded road and became stranded. The Calaveras County Sheriff's Office says a volunteer search team found them after discovering those notes. More details at srnnews.com.